for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Adam Shapiro here with us with a closer look at that. And Adam, I mean, we've been seeing cancellations crop up here, and I'm not sure. Every time we hear weather listed as an excuse, I tend to think it is just that, an excuse. But what are we seeing?
Well, it's a real excuse, though. I mean, if you've seen the video of people who got stuck on I-95 in Virginia for the last 10 plus hours, this snowstorm is legitimate. So let's give you the raw numbers right now, because FlightAware tracks this in a real-time basis. And at this point, we have got roughly 2,186 delays with a number of cancellations, 1,348. But take a look at the airlines and the impact. Remember, for instance, like Southwest has a great deal of exposure in the South. And you can see Southwest has canceled 12% of their flights today, whereas JetBlue here in New York, which flies to the South, everyone wants to go to Florida, right? They've canceled 10%. United, Delta, American have much larger flight schedules on the average of about 4,000 flights a day. Southwest has about 4,000 a day, too. They're down 3 to 1%. So just as you watch all of this, you should know that the airline stocks are trading higher right now, despite the problems that they are experiencing. And it was Helane Becker over at Cowen who put out a note this morning saying, we believe 2022 will be another year of lumpy results as airlines continue to struggle to add capacity to their networks. And then they went on to say higher fuel costs could be a problem as well. They did name some great airlines, and Becker's team said that our 2022 best idea is United Airlines. She goes on to praise Spirit, Volaris, Southwest, Air Canada, Alaska Air Group being rated outperform. I just want to give you one last thing there, Zach and Kiko. When you look at the TSA numbers, people who are flying, we've been averaging during the last 6 months about 400,000 fewer than we saw in 2019. That's the business traveler. But just yesterday, 1.9 million people went through TSA checkpoints. So even with the cancellations yesterday, people are flying, just not the business travelers.
Well, and I'd imagine a lot of people flying back from where they spent the holidays and now having to delay some of that travel because of the cancellations. Adam, the other story we were talking about yesterday, the standoff, if you will, between the FAA and AT&T and Verizon over concerns around this latest 5G rollout. Seems like there's been a bit of reversal there.
Just for 2 weeks, AT&T and Verizon have agreed not to upgrade their 5G systems to the C-band spectrum where they're going to be operating for another 2 weeks. What they had proposed, what the airlines proposed, was a six-month delay around airports and that they would have a lower capacity for the 5G systems around airports. That is being studied. This is what they do in France, by the way. But there's no guarantees as to what's going to happen. The issue has been delayed, but it is still an issue. The FAA was considering what it could do to stop the upgrade to 5G. You had Hans Vestberg, who always refers to 5G, in that letter just the other day that AT&T and Verizon sent to both the FCC and the FAA saying, look, you've had 2 years to prepare for this. You knew it was coming. And we fly every day in and out. The airlines say we fly out of, airports in France that have figured this out, in Europe. But here in the United States, we don't seem to have figured it out. So 2 week breathing period. Pete Buttigieg got what he wanted over the Department of Transportation. But whether they can solve this, as the telecom companies are saying, offering, look, we'll have a smaller radius around airports where we power up 5G. The FAA wants it to be a larger area. That's what they're fighting about.